Welcome into today's edition of the Did You Know Show. Trevor Grady here alongside Noah Cassidy. And today on this January 11th, do you want to kick us off or you want me to?
You go for it this time, Trevor.
Alrighty, so here's my first fun fact for today. Did you know that humans are the only known animal that cries from emotion?
What?
Yeah, so obviously a whole bunch of animals cry, right? and their tear ducts are active and whatnot, but based on a whole bunch of studies, humans are the only ones that do so based on actual emotion. And this says there's been various theories throughout the year as to why some people thought that humans do it to help clear out our minds from suppressed feelings, to try to dispose of toxins in our body. It actually hasn't been fully proved exactly why. There's actually three different types of tears that humans produce.
Okay.
There's basal tears that help clean and lubricate the eyes, while reflex tears are a response to our environment. So like when you're cutting onions,
those are
reflex tears. And then emotional tears are the only kind we have some control over. And it says they have a slightly different chemical composition with more protein that help them better stick to our faces, I guess. I'm not sure why that they want to do that.
Okay.
But it says that humans are the only animals that do it out of emotion, while other animals just do it for the other reasons,
I guess it kind of makes a little bit of sense because – I mean, I guess animals are a little emotional because, you know, mamas protect their babies in nature as well. But I guess in their case, because it's nature, they're more of – it's like a keep them alive type of thing, like detoxing their eyes, doing that kind of stuff that they need to do. That's weird that only humans do it, though, for emotion.
It is. I feel like I see, like, dogs whimper, and I'm assuming they're crying out of emotion. But I guess based on studies, it's not for that reason.
Huh. I guess maybe pain is pain. I guess pain's not considered an emotion, so.
Yeah, I guess
it's a pain. Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, mine's a little more serious. I usually bring something kind of fun-loving to the table.
Yeah.
But did you know that the last surviving Civil War veteran died in 1956? Seems like it was a long time ago, and it kind of is for most of us. I know some people were probably kind of coming about around that time. But for us, it's a long time ago. It's 67 years ago. Before that, 95 years had passed since Albert Henry Wilson was in the Union Army during the Civil War. So that was 162 years ago. Henry was 14 years old when he joined. He started off as a drummer boy, eventually was stationed in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And that commission kept him away from the battle, so he never actually saw any action, but he was part of the Union Army during the Civil War. After the war, there was a fraternity that was put together for all the Union soldiers, and originally it had 400,000 members in 1890. By 1949, there was only 16 men left, and obviously Woodson was one of them, and he was the very last survivor. He outlived more than 2 million Union Army soldiers.
That's a long-lasting legacy right there.
It sure is. And how many friends that he probably knew, because he's the last one that he actually had to, you know, I mean, he's old. He knows that they're going to eventually die. Mm-hmm. But he was the last one had to see all his buddies pass away from the whole Civil War.
Wow. So that was 1956?
Yes. 1956. Died in 1956, the last surviving Civil War veteran.
Wow. That's crazy. I certainly did not know that one. Here, we'll close it out with a little bit more lighthearted one here. So carrots actually weren't originally orange. Did you know that?
No,
I did not know that one. So today's carrots, of course, are practically synonymous with the color orange. But their orange color is actually relatively recent. When carrots were first cultivated back 5,000 years ago in Central Asia, they were bright purple. And then soon two different groups emerged in Asia and in the Western civilization where carrots were yellow, and then their hue eventually changed into orange. And I don't know the exact process of cultivating carrots, but for whatever reason, the way that they were grown and made, they have now transitioned into primarily being orange, but originally they were purple.
Huh. Purple carrots. I feel like that'd be more likely you're looking like you're going to eat an eggplant or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah. Huh. Well, there you have it. Did you know any of that?
I did not.
Did not before today. Now you do. So thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow and every weekday at 2:45 p.m.